welcome to the CISA 6 Energizer podcast. I'm Amy Bindis, a consultant with the Growth and Development Center, and I'll be your host. Today, we'll take a look within to consider how the nudge formula for employee effectiveness can be used on ourselves for our own personal growth. As we consider the example I'm about to share, think about your own situation, your own school, your own staff, and your own leadership. What about your practice is possibly having a negative impact not only on the practice of your staff, but maybe also on the achievement of your students? Here's my example. Andy had been a middle school principal for 5 years. Her urban middle school has 900 students, 85% which are free and reduced lunch, 15% have IEPs, and 25% receive EL services. She and her staff have made some effective systemic changes during her tenure so far, and student achievement is improving. Andy's proud of their collective work, and she has high expectations of her staff. The previous year, her leadership team selected new curriculum for both reading and math. During this current school year, she tasked both her English language arts and her math staff with piloting the new curriculum. She had high expectations that staff practice would improve quickly, and with it, student achievement. From time to time, she heard that staff thought change was moving too fast. They reported feeling rushed and pushed without having the necessary rationale, information, or time to reflect on the new strategies and how they were working with students. When she asked students how they were doing in ELA or math, she often heard that they weren't understanding some of the new ways teachers were teaching, and many students felt frustrated at the lack of direction in class. Andy decided to take advantage of working with a leadership coach on a monthly basis. Not until her leadership coach helped her realize that she and her staff may benefit by changing her behavior did the thought ever occur to her. Andy remembered the nudge formula for employee effectiveness, and she resolved to try it out on herself. Before Andy applies the nudge formula, let's think about the initial problem here. Why is it that we have no problem identifying what someone else needs to change about themselves or their practice, and even assisting them with strategies they can use? But when it comes to the change that needs to occur within ourselves, why is it so hard to see? We all come from a perception of self. Our experiences, our beliefs, our assumptions, and even our coping strategies all help to define our actions. We sometimes forget to be selfless and consider the perceptions of others and how our actions are impacting them. Yes, Andy had high expectations, but she forgot to realize how implementing new curriculum would show up for others. Once we begin rising above ourself, we can move towards self-improvement in whatever area we identify. Abraham Maslow said, "One can choose to go backward to safety or forward to growth. Growth must be chosen again and again. Fear must be overcome again and again." Famed Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi understood that overcoming fear and adversity isn't easy. Once we realize we need to change, it takes work. Lombardi said, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will." The best way to grow is to look outside of ourselves and to learn from other people's stories and to try to improve ourselves based on gathering that information and working to change and improve. Our stories drive our perceptions, and when we consider the perceptions of others and act upon that, we grow. Your curiosity can determine your ability to improve. But understand that growing and improving is tough work. It can bring feelings of curiosity and wonder, or it can make you feel anxious and cautious. Whatever you feel is natural for you, but being aware of your reaction is another sign of growth. Working through it and thinking about how to move forward is improvement. So let's see how Andy can use the nudge formula to willingly forward her own growth. The N, nurture. She began by nurturing herself and looking at the effective systemic changes she and her staff have made thus far that have had a positive impact on students. She also recognized that she had nurtured her staff and celebrated their growth along the way. U, unpack. Next, she unpacked the expectations for her own effectiveness. Upon doing this, Andy realized that she had not thought through a thorough implementation plan for the new reading and math curriculum, nor did staff have enough time to reflect upon their training and use of strategies in the classroom. Although she was embarrassed by her lack of vision, she didn't let it discourage her. She acknowledged this to her staff, and she vowed to slow down in order to go faster in the end and create a better implementation plan. D, develop. She then developed her own knowledge and skills by researching implementation plans through both companies that the curriculum were purchased from, and she even talked to fellow administrators in districts she learned had adopted them as well. She took the information to not only her leadership team, but to department teams who provided input and feedback to guide implementation. The communication loop went back and forth as Andy and the department chairs gave and received feedback. That's the G in nudge. And she worked with them to design an implementation plan moving forward. The E is empower. Finally, Andy empowered herself and her instructional coach to be on top of the plan, checking in with teachers regularly, engaging their own knowledge, skills, and willingness to implement and improve. She and her instructional coach met regularly on possible barriers and ideas to get around them. The leadership team also gathered input from teachers often. In the end, Andy again celebrated the small and large gains in practice that led to student achievement. And you know what? Her staff appreciated her willingness to improve and celebrated her practice as well. There are several mistakes you can make when nudging yourself. You can believe that things are happening to you and that you have no control. Things are just happening and your response can be, well, you know, a victim, or it can be combative. But realize that you have control and everything that happens is an opportunity for growth. Another mistake you can make is waiting for someone else to fix things. You know, this is just Andy's staff that needs to get better instead of looking inside herself. Finally, she can, you know, make the mistake of thinking things will improve just by time. If we just keep trudging along, if I just keep pushing harder, things will get better. Instead of stopping and considering what is actually happening. So here are some tips when nudging yourself to improve. Seek someone that can provide you with some honest feedback and engage in reflective discussion with you periodically. Like Andy, this can be a leadership coach, or it can be the person that evaluates you on a regular basis, who might be able to meet with you monthly to engage in that collaborative conversation about measuring your progress as you improve. The function of receiving this feedback from an accountability partner is to, number one, establish the purpose or goal of your growth. In Andy's case, it was deciding how to correctly or implement curriculum with fidelity, but do it in a way that honors the growth of her staff practice. So that was the goal. Secondly, an accountability partner can help point out discrepancies in what you said you wanted to do and the current reality. So just like students learn, staff need to learn and practice and reflect in order to move faster in the end and display their learning. So Andy had to back up and figure out what in her implementation plan needed to change. Third, the accountability partner helps you hold yourself accountable to what you say you will do in order to grow. So if Andy understood that she needed to get feedback from her staff and slow down and discuss more of an implementation plan and plan that out, the leadership coach or her evaluator can help her think through and say, okay, did you do this next step in your plan? All right, you said you would do this last month. Did that happen? And if so, what was the impact of your actions? Also along the way, allow yourself to feel uncomfortable. Allow yourself to listen to the stories of others and see new perspectives. And celebrate your personal growth, because this leads to collective growth in your school. The tool that you can use this month is one that you will develop, because the tool needs to work for you. Maybe it's a calendar on which you write your action steps on certain dates. Maybe it's a journal where you track your feelings as you try on new strategies and behaviors. Or maybe it's a spreadsheet that helps you organize your actions weekly and hold yourself accountable. Whatever you choose to help you stay focused and on track as you improve, realize that change is hard work and you need to have a tool that helps work you through it, and different tools work differently and better for different people. In the end, if you are willing to change, you will be able to change. Again, let me go back to Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi, who said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." So do great things as you nudge yourself and others to improve. Remember, the CESA 6 Growth and Development Center is always here if you would like more information on the nudge formula for employee effectiveness, information on leadership coaching, or tips on evaluation that lead to growth. We are here to influence, inspire, and empower you as you influence, inspire, and empower those you serve. So energize yourself today. Have a great day.